AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A deal was reached between lawyers for victims of Jeffrey Epstein and the Justice Department to protect the identities of nearly 100 women whose lives were allegedly harmed. The decision came after the government began releasing millions of documents last week. A federal judge is taking a fresh look at President Trump's efforts to erase his hush money conviction. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
In May 2024, Donald Trump was convicted of 34 felony counts of falsifying business records to conceal a hush money payment to adult film actor Stormy Daniels. He was sentenced to an unconditional discharge, meaning he was spared punishment, but his conviction remains intact. Trump has been trying to get the case moved from state court in New York to federal court, where he can try to have the case thrown out on presidential immunity grounds. But on two occasions, U.S. District Judge Alvin Hellerstein ruled that the case would be kept in state court. A federal appeals court said Hellerstein erred by not considering whether certain evidence in the case related to official acts as president, for which Trump could claim presidential immunity. Hellerstein will hear arguments in the case today. I'm Donna Warder.
Israeli strikes in Gaza killed at least 19 Palestinians today, most of them women and children. Israel pledged to continue its strikes, saying it was responding to a militant attack on Israeli soldiers that seriously wounded one. European shares were mixed today, while most benchmarks across Asia, despite a retreat on Wall Street on selling of technology stocks. James Harden is headed to the Cleveland Cavaliers, with the Los Angeles Clippers agreeing to send the 11-time All-Star back to the Eastern Conference during his highest scoring season in 6 years. This is AP News. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on the latest round of talks in the United Arab Emirates over ending the Russia-Ukraine war.
Envoys from Russia and Ukraine are set to meet in Abu Dhabi for another round of U.S.-brokered talks on ending the almost four-year war. The delegations are expected to be joined by U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and President Donald Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner. Officials say last month's talks in the United Arab Emirates capital yielded some progress, but no breakthrough on key issues. The latest talks are being held amid Ukrainian outrage over major Russian attacks on its energy system. A recent overnight bombardment included hundreds of drones and a record 32 ballistic missiles, wounding at least 10 people. It came despite Ukraine's understanding that Russian President Vladimir Putin had told Trump he would temporarily halt strikes on Ukraine's power grid. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.